I do that, well, they do this, and then that becomes a manipulation for me more than a decision. And so now today, if I have to make a decision, I'll ask myself, what would a successful member of AA do? What would a winner do? What would God have me do? What's the loving thing to do? All of which, I think, are the same question, and then that helps me decide what to do. In fact, I'm convinced that if I do a thing for the right motive and leave the results up to God, it turns out the way it's supposed to. And the deal with that is that it makes life so simple. All I got to figure out is what's my motive. I don't have to figure out what you're going to do or not do or whether you're going to like it or not. All I have to figure out, what's my motive? And if love is my motive, love's always the right motive. And that's all I have to figure out. What's my motive? Leave the results up to God. And a lot of times I'm surprised at how things turn out. But it sure makes it a lot simpler than the way it used to be. Somehow when I was talking about love being the right motive, the idea of carrying the message of AA came to mind. I had come across a paper, I don't know, it was a box 459 or whatever it was, and I laid it on my dresser, so I saw it every day for a few days until I was clear in my mind as to what it said. And it said that Bill W., one of the two co-founders of Alcoholics Anonymous, had said that carrying the message of Alcoholics Anonymous was our primary aim and the chief reason for our existence. And I thought, that is pretty strong language. Our primary aim and the chief reason for our existence. Referring to us as individuals or us as groups or both. And it's impressed me that the importance of carrying the message and how we're doing it here. And we do it just by walking sober out there in a drinking society. We carry the message by being here sober and filling a chair. We carry it in a thousand ways. And taking that as a reason for doing things makes it much simpler for me. A little odd sideline of that was, I happened to be in New York and went to the, on Friday, went to visit the General Service Office. They asked me to participate in the Friday noon meeting they have there at the office. And I was in the center of carrying the message. And I said what I just said about primary aim and chief reason of our existence and talked about the carrying the message from the office there. I got home. Was home a week or two, and got a phone call from Frank Mauser, the archivist in New York. He wanted to know where I had gotten that phrase that I used, because they'd gotten all steamed up about it. Well, I had by that time thrown away the paper that it was on, and so we had to start looking for it. Well, he said something about they wanted to use it for the International, and so I was talking to a gal named Annette. They call her Annette the Jet because she loves to work on problems like that. And within 20 minutes, she found the phrase in the AA Comes of Age on page 129, fifth line from the bottom. And so I sent the thing by email to Frank, and he said, now they're going to put it on.